Hello, everyone. Let's get started, okay? In recent classes, we've been studying types of migration. So far, we've discussed emigration, which is when people move away from a place, and immigration, when people move to a place. Today, I'm going to talk about factors that cause migration. In other words, why do people move? There are two main reasons. We call them push factors and pull factors. Can anyone say how they're different?
I think push factors are negative. They make people want to leave a place. And pull factors are positive. They make people want to move to a place.
That's right, Laura. Most push and pull factors fit into one of three groups. Economic factors are connected to money. For example, if there are few good jobs in a city, some residents might move to a different city. Can anyone give me another example?
My parents have moved several times to places where the houses are cheaper.
Good example, Hannah. Next, we have environmental factors. For instance, good weather could make people want to move to a place. On the other hand, hard winters might push people away from a place, okay? And finally, there are factors connected to society. Some people call these social or political factors, but I prefer the name cultural. Example, anyone?
This city has a really good quality of life. Is that a cultural pull factor?
Yes, it is. Thanks, Michael. So, any questions?
Yeah. I'd like to ask, can the same thing be both a push factor and a pull factor?
What do you mean, Hannah?
Well, you said jobs can be a push factor, but what if a city has a lot of good jobs? Isn't that a pull factor?
Good point. Yes. Some things can be either a push factor or a pull factor. If good jobs are limited, some people will leave a place. In contrast, if there are many good jobs, people might move to a place. More questions?
Are there other kinds of push and pull factors? I mean, I'll leave home soon because my sister's kind of annoying. But she isn't an economic, cultural, or environmental factor.
When we talk about push and pull factors, we usually focus on things that affect many people in society. But as Michael's joke about his sister tells us, there are also things that affect just one or two people. We could call these personal factors, I guess.